This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a different kind of recidivism in America's prison system. I'm not talking about prisoners coming back for more. The next story is about prison guards getting all trained up for the job, even as many are quitting. The Florida Department of Corrections plans to hire 4,000 new officers by next summer, but prison staffing is a little like painting the Golden Gate Bridge. Elisa Roth reports.
One of the first things I noticed driving up to these prisons, Dade and Homestead, were the ads. They were stuck like campaign signs into the lawns around the entire perimeter. Now hiring, they said. A phone number was printed in big red letters. The ads aren't new. Here's a TV ad the department ran a couple of years ago.
It's a career of pride.
It's a career of strength.
Character.
Honor. Courage.
The Florida Department of Corrections. It's a career of courage.
Captain Cheryl Marshall is in charge of recruiting for prisons in the southern part of the state.
The department holds job fairs statewide. Also, we get invited to different events within a community.
She always carries business cards in case somebody stops her when she's at lunch. And she encourages officers to tell their family and friends. But it's hard when the starting salary is $28,000 a year.
What I tend to do, I try to take the focus off the pay and just focus on the benefits that the department offers.
She says the biggest benefit is there's room for promotion, and officers can transfer to prisons all over the state.
So if you just be patient, you will be rewarded in the long term.
Marshall says hiring is actually the easy part.
We don't have a problem with finding the applicant. It's unfortunately retaining them.
The department's turnover rate is 22%. The legislature commissioned an independent study that found low pay was a significant barrier to keeping officers. Carl Becker is one of the consultants who worked on the report. At a legislative hearing in January, he testified that many officers were getting hired away to work in county jails.
In effect, the department's serving as a training ground for many of the large metro counties for their hiring.
The 4,000 recruits are not new positions. The department's trying to fill the vacancies it has and to prepare for turnover in the future. In Homestead, Florida, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.